I take it there. first dawn of springtime, a season so new, I will think of you, I will hope for you. The risk in your countenance, the sun in your eyes, will I dream of you? My dreams are of you. If all is the question, then maybe so twice, that all that is building inside, what would you say?
I Dream the Deep Dive. So we just wrapped up a set there with Black Coffee featuring Misaki. Wish You Were Here is that song. Before that was Frankie Knuckles doing I'll Take You There, which I believe Dimitri from Paris remix or edit.
Yep.
Great songs. Great little housey set for a Sunday morning. I think that's Sunday morning house, by the way, not 2 a.m. on a Friday night or a Saturday night. It's early morning house.
Because of the jazzy feel and the lyrics of Misaki, right?
Yes. And the more restrained kind of beat, too. It's sort of like they're not thumping it and putting it up high in the mix. It's set back a little. Frankie Knuckles was a little more up in the mix, but it still had that spacey, nice...
Both very atmospheric.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of room to breathe there. You can picture yourself in the clouds. It's an amazing effect.
Yeah, so both songs, I would say Frankie Knuckles, we've mentioned it earlier, the godfather of house, like probably one of the single most, or if not the single most important figure in house music. And then Black Coffee, I feel, came from the same thread, as the same ball of yarn, if you will. Just soulful, ambient, beautiful house music with definite R&B flourishes, especially vocally in that song. So go ahead, what were you going to say?
No, I think it's a great, great pairing, and we play house music sometimes on the show, and these are good representations of a different kind of house, and that's more based on the soul versus like the funky sounds, right? Like a lot of house music is all about some unique electronic sound, but this was really about feeling the soul.
I consider myself a house head. Do you?
Sometimes. I can't listen to house a bunch at once because the beat gets too repetitive for me. And I never really could get into that house trance that I know that people enjoy. So I like a mix of house and breakbeats when I used to go out dancing. I don't do that anymore.
I don't know if I believe that. I think you're still going. You're slipping out of the house at 2 a.m. to go to a club.
I went out to a bar, I think, for a friend of ours, birthday party at downtown Campbell, and it was house music. Harry Hu was spinning, who's I've always been a fan of his DJing in San Jose here, and I liked it. And it was more nostalgic for me, though. I think now when I listen to house, it brings me back to the time in my 30s where I would go out and dance all night, and house music is the right way to sustain, I think, dancing. If you can't just dance to drum and bass all night, I can't do that.
It's too hard.
So you need to mix it up, and house is a nice 120 beats per minute rhythm that is easy to find a groove and enjoy.
I just love the feelings that house music gives you. It's like a mix between joy, exhilaration, release, but there's enough introspective kind of headiness to it that allows me to kind of create my own dialogue, if you will, or my own kind of scene in my head to go along with the energy it's given me to dance. I'm not the biggest dancer, especially at this stage in my life. I don't really care. I'm not one of those people who's like, I really want to go out and dance. That's not me. It never was me. But when you go into a club, it's different than when you're at a party or something or a wedding. When you're in a club, that's what you're there for, and the music is so loud and prominent that it kind of pushes you to dance, and you're motivated to dance. And to me, house music is the thing that can sustain for me. And
yeah.
But I also like listening to it in the car, in my room. It's not like I need to be in a club, where some people are like that. They only listen right. to electronic music when they're dancing or out in the club or going out to party. I'm not that person. I can get into my own headspace listening to house music. But saying that, with that said, we have one more set, and it's not even close to house music. This is actually where we bring it back to some indie rock, indie sounds. You picked a song by an artist from the early 90s who we both like, and I didn't even know they put out an album in 2021, Belly. So this was like my first time hearing new music from Belly in a long time.
That was a nice surprise for me too. I've been thinking about playing their old song, Feed the Tree, on our show many times, and it's a classic. I think anybody our age knows it because it really hit the charts, right? It crossed over into, I think it crossed over fairly mainstream. Either that, or I don't know how my Alicia knows this song. We sing it all the time. But I just researched, and I said, no, they do have this new album, a newish album from 2021. And it's a very, I think, a good album that showcases some maturity and development between the 90s and now. And I could hear influences from all kinds of genres and bands from this album. So this song called Spaceman, I liked the psychedelic guitars. They got that tremolo on the guitars.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 that is a very prevalent in psychedelic rock music, but they do use it for the whole song, so it's a little bit much for me, but I think that's what makes it fit a little bit to the show, because it's got that trippy factor, whereas otherwise it might be just an indie rock sound, an indie pop rock sound. But I did not know that the vocalist was originally the same from Throwing Muses and the Breeders. So learning so much this week.
Breeders were the two sisters, too. I think it was...
is that right?
Yes. It was her sister played bass, Tanya Donnelly, and she didn't even know how to play bass. They taught her to play bass for the first album. That's why if you listen mm-hmm. to like Cannonball, which is a yeah. great song.
I love that song.
It's weird because that... person playing bass in that song barely can play bass, but the Belly was a more complex artist, and I really liked their music, and I like Tanya Donnelly's voice a whole lot. But you mentioned Feed the Tree. That was like I think a feel-good song for me. That is a sing-along kind of song, like this old man I used to know, ba 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 ba. There's like a joyfulness to that song, but yeah. also of the time it came out, there was a bit of this like I guess grungy. I don't know what the word is I'm looking for. There was a sort of post-punk grunginess to it. It wasn't poppy, but. At that time, that indie rock sound was almost poppy. Does that make sense? Like Juliana Hatfield was like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. It's like the little girl vocals with the kind of twangy, not twangy, but
jangly.
The jangly guitars. Yes, thank you. And jangly guitars and a aggressive rock yeah. step beat.
Yeah.
That combination was definitely big back then, and Belly fit right in there.
Yeah.
The Feed the Tree, though, had a little country twang to it, right? Take your hand off, boy.
Yeah, to me. Although the song doesn't sound country, it does have a melodic sense.
Exactly.
And Be There When I Feed the Tree. A great, like, poetic lyric to that song, too.
I was trying to figure out what it means. I think there might be more to it than meets the eye.
Yo, absolutely is. There's way more. It's definitely not about a tree.
Okay.
But yeah, but that's the thing. You notice that it is. There's a lot of depth. If you read the lyrics, you could kind of see like, wow, that's pretty heavy and pretty right. deep. But this song, Spaceman, completely caught me by surprise. I like the tremolo guitar. I like that it makes me feel out of phase a little bit. Kind of tricks me into thinking the song is more psychedelic than it is. But I think it's a sensational track that I am going to spend. I'm going to listen to this album. I'm going to make it a point to listen to this album, Bees, because it came out in 2021 and I missed it. So great choice. And then the last song is going to be from Interpol, who I have featured before. And I have spoken about them, how much I love their music. And I didn't pick a popular single or one of their singles. I picked an album cut from their first album. To me, one of the greatest indie rock albums in the history of music, Turn On Your Bright Lights. And this is one of like the magnum opus from that record. It's just
well said.
Epic. And when you see it live, it takes you on a journey. We will zone into it here, but what were your thoughts on this?
I hadn't heard it before, and I'm very unfamiliar with the band Interpol, and I think you're the one who introduced me to them. So I'd never heard of them, only known that name, the word as a, you know, a government agency. So this song, though, after listening to it, I'm amazed at the dynamics that go on and the changes in vocal style from one section to the next as it builds like this whole story, right? It kind of starts off melodic and calm, but then it's going to go like kind of crazy and turn the corner, and then it resolves itself. So it is a story, a tale in a song, and it explores these different vocal styles and ranges. Very cool. So I'm definitely going to listen to more of Interpol.
You'll love them. This album and the album that follows it, Antics, is also a classic, probably considered the bigger of the two classics, but this album is just perfect. But there's a lyrical quality to Interpol that I really appreciate, how he presents the music. It's just abstract enough, but it also gives you enough information to make you feel like you know what he's saying.
I like that. Yeah. I like to be able to understand a little bit.
Right. And also, like you mentioned, it starts off like he's really down here, then he's up here, then he's up here. You know, it's like it really builds and grows in this epic kind of explosion. And then it just, right as you think it can't go any louder, it kind of breathes and then comes back and all these great things. Let's listen to the last two songs. Thank you so much, Willis, for spending the time with me each week raving about music.
Always great to do the show with you, Greg.
Next week will be show 61. We have a lot of really interesting things coming up on the show. I could tell you that because Willis is working ahead. Well, next week, as the first weekend in December, or I'm sorry, it will be, yeah, second, like first weekend in December, we'll discuss what we're going to do around the holidays. We'll tease people.
Some special shows.
Specialty shows. So thanks again. Last set of music is going to be Belly Spaceman, followed by Interpol. The New is the name of the song. Thank you so much for listening to The Deep Dive on Hi-Fi Dream.
I can see the heat pour off of me. I can see it burns you too. I can see the strength you took from me. I can see I sapped you to love. But we're not angels. We're not. To me, I can see that I'm no fun anymore. I can see the way you put your arm out to me, and I'm no fun. I'm not.
The songs and artists that inspired generations of musicians. It's the Hi-Fi Dream Deep Dive.